Thanks, Jessica. Good morning, everyone. Our last call of May 20th, we tried to focus on the fundamentals of the business and some of the positive operational trends that have been emerging since the start of COVID. Well, today marks essentially which we're counting as the 91st day of Avenue Living operating in a different manner, different regime than in we'll call it months past. What I'm happy to say is we're working our way through Q2 is really we have managed to really understand our business through COVID. I say that from the top of the house looking down, whereby the C-suite of Avenue Living, we've managed to meet between 1 and 2 times every single day on the day over from I believe March the 13th onward. And what we've really been able to do is understand our business today better than we ever have. So in past, I said we're in command and control of our business. Well, what I would now like to say is we really are defining our business. COVID obviously has presented significant number of challenges for every business within the Canadian and U.S. landscape. And really, it's identified, obviously, your strengths, your challenges, and your gaps. What we as an organization have done, what we have done as a senior management team, is those gaps have been illustrated to us, and what we're doing is we're working towards closing those gaps. And now the operational successes that we found through those gaps, what we're trying to do is trying to put ourselves on as an industry leader to try and create a better path forward, more stable business operations, and really trying to work out our processes. Therefore, you know, in the event that COVID continues, in the event that we see second and third waves, our business will go on based on the best practices that we are developing. So we're very encouraged by that. And today what I'm going to do very, very briefly is kind of run through some of the current operations, some of the current KPIs, new news in terms of things that we're doing to ensure my previous statement, as well as introduce Jason Jogi, who will talk a little bit more about the actual data metrics. So to start with, what we are seeing as a result is the country continues to open up. Operations are returning back to normal. So we're well underway with our head office. About 85% of our overall headcount is back and working. Our 19 regional offices are all equipped and are working with the proper PPE and proper social distancing or physical distancing requirements. We have our OH&S managers ensuring that all things are being monitored. We're being very strict with respect to that enforcement, and we're proud to say that everybody is abiding by it, and we've had no instances to date. The beginning of June marked a milestone for Avenue Living. It was a 2-year journey to change our ERP. So our former ERP was Enterprise Management System for accounting and just for our overall data collection and software was MRI. We debarked on a mission about literally almost 2 years ago, July, which basically was to try and move our platform forward as we continue to grow Avenue Living's breadth and operational competency. So we took on a contract with Yardie Systems, and as of the first week of June this year, after spending $2 million and hundreds, if not thousands of hours prepping by department, we're happy to say that it's now been launched successfully with very few glitches. And as mentioned previous, what we're finding is the combination of having very forward leaning and what we deem as best in class ERP system, we are going to be able to be the best in class in terms of understanding our tenant and residents' needs along with needs of the business. So we're proud to say that platform has been launched, and so far so good. So fingers crossed, being we don't have any data glitches, but to date, very happy with what we're seeing, and we will continue to try and strive for an incredible business operations through process and data integrity. The other thing that we're doing on the technology side is we're training our chatbot. Our chatbot is named Clark, and the chatbot has been training now for the better part of a month. Clark is almost at the point where he or she can have conversations with inbound queries, able to actually answer the basics. And we're hoping over time, obviously, that that technology tool allows us to increase our number of inflow leads and also allows us basically to operate our inbound call center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So there'll be no interruptions in service. Through all that, obviously, and adding things like Chatbot Clark, what it really does is it moves us moves our technology forward and the Avenue Living platform to the likes of some of our highly sophisticated peers in both Canada and the United States. Our continued adaption of remote technology like Chatbot Clark, along with things that we're doing on the field side, which is making sure that we understand what's happening in our 420 buildings, really allows us to try and create pure processes and a scenario whereby all of our buildings operate the same. And that's our goal, obviously, homogenizing building operations throughout. We've been using things like site photos to manage cleaning schedules to ensure that we can see quality control from our head office. And this has been particularly important in light of COVID and the fact that obviously we've had difficulty traveling to our locations from a supervisory perspective, being the head office staff, site photos, etc. And that technology has really kept us abreast of what's happening in the buildings. And again, continuing to try and homogenize business operations throughout the entire portfolio, all 19 geographies. Throughout COVID, obviously, as mentioned in previous calls, we've been very mindful of ensuring we're spending money in all of the right places. So we will continue, you know, for the foreseeable future to minimize non-essential spends or discretionary spends. We've incorporated Global Logistics Solutions, which is our expense management company. They are working with our vendors to optimize every dollar spent and focus very much on cost controls. Everything right now matters to us more so than it ever has, because really we want to understand how we operate as efficiently as we possibly can. The GLS team has saved us literally millions of dollars through this incorporation, and we see it as an integral part of the platform going forward. As mentioned previously, we've also wanted to maintain and continue with our social responsibility. Some community initiatives, obviously some very sensitive folks out there that are dealing with some very real problems in light of COVID, more so than they ever had before. Avenue Living successfully completed a donation last month of $100,000 to the food banks and Salvation Armies. And we did that by geography, and those donations range from $2,500 to $15,000 by geography. We continue to work with government, close relationships with government right now in light of COVID, in light of obviously government stepping up and helping fund those most vulnerable Canadians, along with ensuring that programs such as CERB continue to stay in place. Obviously, they're pinging back to us and we're pinging to them, really driving policy, understanding what the metrics are for shelter in place. We've had nothing but true success, great advocacy, great support from both the Alberta government and the government of Saskatchewan. We're now reaching federally as well to ensure that we are understanding the landscape of what we're dealing with currently and the landscape going forward. As everybody is aware, not only do we house 20,000 Canadians, but we house a lot of the essential workers. So really providing government with a voice from the field really does help them. We're working obviously with Prairie Sky, who is a government relations firm who's been wonderful with us, certainly allowing those, you know, opening up those conduits for us, as well as previously mentioned Brad Wall in terms of helping us navigate through the government of Saskatchewan. And some inroads that he has there that's been able to really open up discussions for us, typically with members of legislature and cabinet ministers. It's been great. As we move forward, what we do see is, in light of COVID, in light of what's happening, and in light of really business continuity, training and quality assurance is pivotal in the success of Avenue Living going forward. What we want to try and do, if I have to describe to the callers today, is very similar to how I described to senior management, along with people in the field. We want to operate like a franchise. We want to homogenize operations. The only way to do that is to have one truth. Easiest way to have one truth is obviously training. And so what we formulated was Avenue Living University. There's now been over 4,300 courses completed, over collectively over 1,200 hours of learning already, and we're about 7 weeks in. So we've had an incredible level of uptake from the Avenue Living team members. They're more than happy to learn. And as a result, what we are seeing is KPIs in Q2 being better than KPIs in Q1. That positive trend for us is very encouraging. We manage and we monitor those KPIs 4 times a day. We're looking for real-time data. It really helps us operate and pivot in the business. And I'm going to deliver some of the KPIs that we're seeing. So our collections KPIs. Our collections have now hit 92.4% as of yesterday. We continue to see strong fundamentals in our business. We ended May at 97.4. So what I'm happy to report is that June is trending higher than both April and May. So again, through that extensive training, again, a homogenized process, an ability for people to understand what our business drivers are, people being the Avenue Living team members, and really helping our residents, tenants understand what we need to do as part of the business, as part of the business relationship, and really having them understand what they need to do, i.e. pay rent on time. It's working very well for us. So we anticipate to see continued trend. Our leases, obviously we're heading into the summer season. That's our busiest season of the year. New activity has been very strong. We're seeing about 75% increase in inbound calls. And it's much higher than our Q1 average in terms of day-over-day leasing. Very excited to see that that's happening. Good indication, obviously, that we're having positive momentum, or there's positive momentum for our multifamily class. Renewals, again, continue to see unprecedented high demand. People are staying in place. We've spent an incredible amount of capital, over $100 million, on ensuring that we bring our suites up to standard. May retention now is what we're anticipating is approximately 80% of all expiring leases. So again, similar trend to June. Sorry, that was May's. It was approximately 80, and we're seeing a similar trend in June. I believe right now we're just under 70%. So all things being equal, with 15 operating days left in the month, we see ourselves achieving or exceeding our May totals. Work orders, again, another pillar of our business. If people are unhappy, if work orders are not fixed in a timely manner, we run the risk of not having a renewal, or of someone not renewing a lease or breaking a lease. So we ensure that is a real significant KPI for us to monitor on a daily basis. And what we're happy to say is that our overall work orders remain below 3%. And so what we are seeing is that's down about 1.5% from our Q1 average. So we're very happy with that. Again, we have a service commitment to ourselves and to our customers or residents that we're trying to ensure that with 72 hours, all work orders are done. We're trying to get them at this stage, most of them completed in 48. Where we see lagging, obviously, is if we have a complicated fix in an asset. We have 420 buildings, these things happen, but we're blending those extensions over that 72 hours into what we're still seeing as that 48-hour turnaround. So we're very happy with what's happening there. Our expenses, we're again being very mindful of how we're operating our business. So we've now very much honed into strict budgeting and strict fiscal responsibility. We want to ensure that our teams, whether it's OPEX, CAPEX, or just even on a marketing spend, that they're sitting within their budgets. And we're proud to say that all budgets were met in April and in May. What are we looking forward for the rest of the summer? Is more of the same. I would say that what we have done is we've pivoted in the necessary areas over the course of the last 90 days. We've seen great operational successes, great operational trend lines, and if trend is our friend, all that we want to do is maintain what we're doing. It's been incredibly taxing on the senior management team, but you know, I've never seen a more invigorated, happy, excited team than the one we have at our C-suite, our SVPs, and right down into our field personnel. Everybody's excited about Avenue Living. Traditionally, as people would say, multifamily real estate might not be the sexiest business, but boy, it sure becomes sexy through COVID, the fact that we can maintain and grow revenues. We're seeing customer service excellence, and we're seeing people really show up and do their job and perform. So for us, and certainly as CEO of the organization, really proud of the Avenue Living team, the support that we've seen from the lending community, the support that we've seen from the investment community, and what we do see for the summer ahead, which is arguably our busiest time of year, is we're just going to keep doing what we're doing every single day and swing for the fences. What I'd like to do now is pass on to Jason Jogia, who will talk a little bit about our forecasted quarterly growth. Jason?
Thank you very much, Anthony, and thank you, everybody, for joining the call today. So very, very pleased to say that all of our forward-looking operational decisions have really impacted our numbers for Q2. As we are now midway through June, we're starting to get a sense of where the numbers are going to shake out and where our forecast lies for June 2. And I'm very pleased to say that it was a very successful quarter through organic growth. What we are seeing right now, just as a run rate, is an estimated revenue growth of 2.5%. That coupled with the fact that we've implemented significant cost-cutting measures allows us to have a substantial NOI growth quarter over quarter. So we're very, very excited, and at the next call, we're going to have a little bit more lens on what exactly those numbers are, but trend is currently our friend, and we're on the right direction. Beyond that, you know, we continue to manage amongst all the different toggles that balance this business in terms of revenue, and whether that be, you know, pricing on renewals, which are currently frozen, legislated to be frozen, pricing on new leases, the occupancy rates, the incentives, the number of acquisitions, and our ancillaries. We are consistently balancing that to ensure that organic growth is met and that our business continues to hum. And what we have seen is that our total revenue per own suite has actually increased quarter over quarter as well. So we do have revenue growth and rental growth in the same period during the backdrop of COVID, where, you know, we had been mandated to not be able to evict. We continue to maintain seamless collections. We have been mandated to not increase prices, which we've still been able to increase revenue through the new doors that we put out in the market and the positive lease absorption. And we've also been able to grow our occupancy in an organic method based on the leasing activity that we're seeing. Overall, financial liquidity continues to be very strong. The firm holds on to an ample amount of cash and cash equivalents to support the business operations during COVID and to ensure that things remain uninterrupted from an operation standpoint. We continue to work with our stakeholders and service them. We have not asked for any mortgage relief from any lenders or any stakeholders, and we continue to declare and pay our distributions. Our redemption level has not been out of character for the firm, and we have not gated redemptions and do not intend to do so. Our balance sheet remains very healthy, with a leverage ratio of sub 60%, and we continue to access the credit markets for our finance and renewal activities. So as we do have renewals, the credit markets and those stakeholders, who are some of them on the call today, have been very supportive of our renewal activity and our refinancing activity. While acquisitions are suspended, we do see a very large pipeline. And what is very exciting in front of us right now, as you know, this becomes the new normal and we have demonstrated organic growth, is that there is an opportunity to go back on the buy and continue to consolidate opportunity that's out there. Our pipeline remains robust. And at this point, based on the fundamentals of our business and based on our performance and based on some recent appraisals, our valuations remain strong and remain consistent. So we are not seeing any negative influences in the B and C class apartment space in our geographies. We have very little correlation to a single industry. Ultimately, you know, the fundamentals of the business being the net operating income, which is the revenue expenses, continue to remain stable. And as a result, our valuations have not been impacted and validated through some recent appraisals. On the other side of this, and as we have this you know, new form of operating in a COVID environment and we continue to have to run our business like usual, we believe that we have set the stage for continued consistent growth. We continue to raise equity. We continue to have refinancing proceeds. We continue to invest in the business, and we have a huge pipeline ahead of us. So we're very excited as to what's to come for Q3 and to share our results for Q2 in the month to come. And with that, I will close the call. Thank you very much.